It seems like one thing all those places have in common is that they're not terribly close to an international border. In some cases, they're a few hundred miles away from the border. What's the Border Patrol's mission in those interior locations, as they call them, Ben, historically?
Sure. And these stations, you're right, are average a couple hundred miles from the border, actually. They really are a legacy remnant, for the most part, of when Border Patrol was part of the Department of Justice, part of the Immigration and Naturalization Service. And they did have responsibility for some of the interior enforcement mission, meaning illegal aliens who were here in the interior of the United States, not just along the border. Many of these stations focused on transportation corridors leading away from the border. So they tended to be along thoroughfares, interstate highways primarily, or other transit points. Since the formation of DHS back in 2003, really, the interior enforcement mission was transitioned as INS broke up to a separate agency known as Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE.
Mm-hmm.
So these stations, some of them remained in place. Others had been closed or consolidated earlier in the Border Patrol. These stations you mentioned were kind of some of the last outliers because they still did have that transit or transportation hub focus. But, you know, it's time to reconsider as these missions have transferred to kind of complete that consolidation.
One thing about this is I think this started way back in the Bush administration, but you probably know the numbers. I don't. But the Border Patrol's ranks have just grown tremendously in the past 10 years since the creation of DHS. With that growth, does it, even when you have all those extra people, does it still not make sense to have those interior stations operated by you know, full-time staff?
Well, it would if, again, the mission for that still belonged to the Border Patrol, but it really doesn't. ICE staffing has also grown during this period. You're right, though, the Border Patrol doubled in size from 2001 to today, approximately from, you know, 9,000 agents before 9/11 to a force of now upwards of 21,000 agents. The majority of those, the vast majority, are deployed to the southwest border and are immediately in the border area, approximately 18,000 or so, and another 3,000 or more are deployed to the northern border and to the coastal borders.
The Customs and Border Protection talks about this fitting in with their border strategy. You know, how do you see this fitting in? You talked about how ICE has kind of taken over that interior mission, but any other tie-ins to any of the things that that Customs and Border Protection has been changing lately with regard to border enforcement?
Sure. I think one other point on those stations is that these are very small stations. They tend to be, you know, two-person, maybe four-person stations for the
right.
most part. So they, in addition to not having necessarily the same mission they once had, it's also a management challenge to have these small satellite stations out there that aren't really connected to the broader agency resources and mission because they are so removed from, say, the sector headquarters, which may be several hundred miles away. So part of the strategy does call for the smarter use of all the resources available because the Border Patrol realizes, CBP realizes, the department, that the times of fast growth in this budget environment, they're not getting more agents, you know, without limits anymore, nor would that be the smart thing to do. Now it's a time to figure out how do we best use the resources we already have now that those resources have grown so substantially. So, you know, it fits into the overall strategy in that the Border Patrol is now going to focus on some of the primary threats they're facing today, such as the continued actions of Mexican drug cartels, where, you know, every available resource can be focused on thwarting that threat versus threats from 10 or 15 or 20 years ago when the concern may have been years where we had over a million illegal aliens in the early 90s crossing our border. Those numbers are way down. So the threat's very different today than from when those stations were established.
Sure. I mentioned at the beginning the objection from members of Congress. We've also seen some concerns by local law enforcement officials in some of these areas who are saying, look, next time I pull over, you know, a van load of undocumented immigrants on the side of the freeway, my options are either completely let them go or sit there and wait for 8 hours for someone from Border Patrol to drive up from the closest station. Are those concerns founded in your mind, or does ICE now come in and fill that vacuum?
Well, the ICE is supposed to come in and fill that back, and whether they do, whether they're resourced properly is a legitimate question. And if I'm a local sheriff, I'd certainly be asking that. But the bottom line is the Border Patrol doesn't have that mission anymore. If they were continuing to help out on that mission because they were there as the first responder, it was, again, just a legacy byproduct. What people should focus on for local law enforcement, and it's been part of the controversy recently about enforcement decisions by the administration, is, you know, what is the role of ICE for supporting state and locals when many times they're even entered into these what they call 287 agreements with ICE, where ICE is supposed to have an obligation to come and do jail checks and deal with any illegal aliens who are detained by local law enforcement. So they need to take on that mission. The Border Patrol going away from it in these isolated few places that are not immediately on the border doesn't mean it should be a free pass. It is a federal responsibility, and DHS and ICE need to step up and take it.